Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me a very special guest today, Jill Bentham.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
This is going to be fun. In fact, just to give everybody a heads up what we're talking about, this is the Author Academy Elite 7-Year Celebration, and you have a very special place in my heart because you're our very first author. Are you getting any reverb background?
You have a very special place in my heart because
maybe shut down any other page. Test 1, 2, 3. Good. I think we're good now. Are you watching it on your phone, Jill, or anything?
No. Sorry, guys.
Test 1, 2, 3. Good. I think we're good now.
Tell you what, I'm going to bring her right back. I'm going to bring her right back, everybody. So we're going to make sure that there's no reverb going on. But let me set this up. And Jill, give me a thumbs up when you think you're ready. We are talking about the Author Academy Elite 7-year celebration. And I can't believe it, but it is 7 years. We started this in 2014. And as a result, we're going to meet with Jill here in a moment. Jill is our very first ever author. So that always has a special place in my heart because she's one of the original 25. And out of the original 25, she's the very first one who published. And listen, I'm going to give you all some tips, tricks, and tools today about how to start something when you have no success stories. Because literally, that was how we started Author Academy Elite. And how many of you right now can relate? Are you wanting to start something and maybe you have zero success stories? And that's okay. I'm living proof that that's okay. So in other words, with Author Academy Elite, I had my success, but I had never done it with another client before. And we're going to talk about that. How can you overcome some of the self-limiting beliefs? Because I'll tell you what, on some of the early webinars, people would say, literally, at the end, they would Q&A. And they would say things like, well, how many authors have you published? And I'd say, well, I published, and this model worked for me. And then I would say, and we have a bunch of authors that are going to publish. But listen, folks, you gotta still be confident. A lot of this business is about confidence. So we're going to talk to Jill here in a moment. How you doing? I'll tell you what, Jill, hang up and come back on because we're not hearing it exactly the right way yet. But listen, folks, as we get set, we're going to have some Q&A and it's all good. So let me do a little teaching while we're getting Jill set up. How do you create the internal confidence when you're creating a new product or service? Let me tell you what. Here's what you do. Write this down. Be the part before you get the part. Be the part before you get the part. Listen, there's something strategic about that. And I'll tell you what that means. It's not fake it till you make it. In fact, we talked about this in our private fire ring the other day. Someone raised their hand and said, be the part before you get the part. Does that mean that you're fake it till you make it? No, not at all. It means, folks, that you have to believe it yourself first, because nobody else is going to come to you and say, I believe in you, before you believe in yourself. And that might come off as harsh. It might come off as truth-telling. But let me just tell you what. We all want the gift of belief. And I want to tell you, give yourself the gift of belief first. So give yourself the gift of belief first, because listen, your clients are not buying you, they're buying your belief. Let me say that again. When clients buy a product or service, they are literally buying belief. And I love this quote from Walk the Line, and it's all about Johnny Cash. And I'm going to tell that story in a moment. We'll check out with Jill and we'll just test in and see how she's doing. But then I'm going to teach you the Johnny Cash audition here in a moment. Again, get your pen, get your paper. Hey, Jill, how are you?
Hi there. Can you hear me now?
It's working, my friend.
Okay. Sorry about those teething problems.
Hey, it's totally cool. So listen, we are thrilled to be chatting with you. In fact, a lot of people, said, hey, Jill, great job. Kiara says, I was 10 years old 7 years ago. So, which is true. That is so funny. Michael just posted your link and it did release on January 21st. Ah, did it really?
No
it didn't. 20. Yeah. We got to look here.
No,
we got to look.
October, November, 2018.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2014.
Yep. I'm looking here. October 23rd, 2014.
Yeah.
October 23rd, 2014. He must be looking at the Canada Amazon.
No.
He's in Canada. But it is amazing, my friend. And let's talk about those early days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of lessons today that we talk about. One is people are going to learn about Author Academy Elite. People are going to learn about Jill. People are going to learn about how do you sell something before it's even built. You know, all these things. So let me ask you this, Jill. First of all, you and I met in 2011.
Yeah.
August.
Yes.
2011. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. So we're going on 10 years.
Yeah.
And God had you meet and me meet together. Mm. Let's talk about those early days. What were you doing in 2011? And I'll share what I was doing because none of us thought a published book at that first meeting.
I had just come out of a messy divorce. I'd been made redundant and I had some money and I invested that in a speaking, coaching and training program. So that's how I came to be in Florida. One balmy summer evening, you turned up at the dinner table and basically we were chatting. You listened. It was a phenomenal evening, and I knew there was something about you. You were kind of poised, and little did I know it, but you had in your rucksack a number of copies of Your Secret Name. And I think you realized from the conversation we'd had that there was a book in me. I had told you I'd written a partial manuscript and got nowhere further with it. And you slid me the book over the table. And, that changed my life. And that's not a phrase I would use lightly. I read it on the way home over the Potomac, I think it was. I was reading that book, and I just felt inspired. I knew that you had opened a door for me to find a way to get a message out. And ironically, it wasn't that book which was my first. I think in many ways you had coached me as one of the first to say that this isn't necessarily going to be your big moment. It's not necessarily the splash that we'd all like to have, because that was me kind of being cathartic with my story. And it wrote itself almost. 4 months it was in the making. I eventually heard about AAE and I thought, yeah, but it wasn't the first manuscript. It was something else that came out, and I just wrote it in a few months, and it was very raw. It was very exciting. It was so easy for me, and I felt believed in. And that book, raw as it is, has given me the sort of springboard that I needed for confidence to write.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm proud of it. It's very unpolished in many ways. But that's okay, because it really was a moment in time. If you're okay with me saying this, Carey,
yeah.
I've been thinking about this in terms of a wine that's very popular in Europe called Beaujolais.
Sweet.
And the vineyards rushed to get this to market within about 8 weeks of it being picked and crushed and fermented. It's a very, very quickly produced wine, and its whole appeal is freshness and beautiful colour. It's not necessarily improved with any further than a few weeks. And so I see that book, that first book, was very much about me doing something that had to be ready for you, because you were doing this conference in October, the first AAE big launch. And nobody really knew if you were going to have an author to actually showcase.
Yes.
And I was going to come to America determined to bring this book in my hands, and you had to have somebody on that stage. So it worked. We did it.
That is so good. You did. I mean, you were an answer to prayer for a number of reasons. One, I love how you said I was poised at that first event that we went to, because I really believe that was a God thing, because inside, you know, I was having this desire to leave the pastorate because I felt like it was a prison. And I'm not saying the church is a prison. I'm not saying pastors are prisoners, but I'm saying for me and for a lot of people listening, in fact, I want to ask people, have you ever been in an environment where you felt imprisoned? And I'm not going to say, Jill, that that was your divorce. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, have you ever felt like you've been imprisoned from your potential?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You're asking me. Oh, yes.
I'm asking you.
And I was sold on a big vision and a dream that was very, very compelling. And as a compassionate person, as a person that loves people, I was sold on a similar thing too. But it wasn't my fit. Mm. It really wasn't. I was exhausted. I had carried so much weight and an unequal yoke. You know, when you see cattle with a yoke and one is pulling and doing all the weight and the other one isn't, and that causes so much soreness and so much disability, and I was crushed. So I had walked away from my situation, and that's another story. But I can remember saying to you, Carrie, maybe you're built for something much bigger than what you're doing. And now we know you were.
Wow. Well, I'm the one who was blessed by there's so many lessons here. One is I was trying to be a blessing to you, but you ended up being a blessing to me. I did not have an author program at all when I met you.
Mm.
In fact, so folks, I want you to realize, like, I wasn't telling Jill, you got a story in you and here's my publishing program. I didn't have a publishing program for 3 years after that. But what I did know is I knew Jill had a story in her. It was obvious. And then I did become your coach.
Yeah.
Through the deeper path.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, folks, I want you to realize is, like, your book, how many of you have books? Go ahead, brag on yourself. Write your book in the comments. It's not bragging. You're sharing your message with the world. Go ahead and do that.
Absolutely.
But what I want people to realize is, like, sometimes we think, oh, we got to get some kind of course out there. All I did, Jill, was I said, hey, have you ever written your opus? Remember those early times when we coached around your opus? And here you were in London?
England.
you were in England. I was in Little Columbus on my basement floor because our house was small back then. And I'm coaching you on your opus, and you were one of my very, you and Linda Alka were my very first clients, Joel Kessel, Linda, and you. So let's talk about that. What were those early days? You just came out of this tragedy of this divorce and this painful place. Talk to someone today who feels like they're coming out of a trauma. Mm. They're coming out of tragedy. Give them some words of life, and feel free to use your book, Disentangling Genius, as
well. Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you talk about our story coming from a wound And I totally believe that. And our story can become a lifeline. So this book, Disentangling Genius, that
hold that up again.
By the way, that was my previous name. So I'm now happily remarried. And on my opus, which is our masterpiece,
yes,
our life's work, one of the things that I set as a goal in there in about 2014 was that I would meet my soulmate who would cherish me and nurture me and who would be an asset, the very opposite of everything I'd experienced. And so there's his name is, well, it's on your screen now, Bentham. So that's my second half of life. But yeah, disentangling genius, everybody's got something absolutely gold within them. And life does push us down and we get so messed up and disorientated. And I remember talking about this at the first platform speech, and I showed you my, do you remember these?
Oh yeah. Is that the yarn?
Yeah. So yes. I had these three threads, which represented some really key points in my life, some different themes and different qualities. And we've all got those, but they get so matted and tangled and we can't make anything with them until we go back and slowly undo the knots. And so I wrote this book all about the seven knots of frustration, because believe me, I was an expert in frustration. And I couldn't understand why, but everything I did, I just hit this brick wall, and there was just no seeing my way through. So I took that time, I wrote out, I got it all down, and I found a set of principles there that can help people to find their way out of frustration. And essentially, that's what we all do when we find our gold, when we find that story within us. If we can really define that and explain that back to other people, then we've got something that will be of great value to them. And I really desire that everyone is in their sweet spot in their lives, and that they do what they're here to do, the best that they can do, and not be, as you know, counting down the hours and watching the clock while you're at work, thinking, when can I go home and relax? That's not life.
I remember doing that. I mean,
yeah,
when you watch the clock and say, when can I get out of here? That's prisoner language.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. But now I look at my day and I'm like, whoa, where did the day go? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And that's part of flow. Being in flow is that time, you know, is disrupted. So I love what people are saying. Someone just said, Lori from Canada, I ordered this book for my daughter, Jill's book. So I'm hoping arrive early. So great job. Let's talk about this, Jill. Creatives, I hear what you're saying. Creatives have a lot of tangling in their minds of this creative energy. Why will your book help geniuses like people watching it?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, disentangling genius. Yeah.
Absolutely.
How will it help them separate?
I think creatives are sometimes misunderstood and can be a little bit emotional and a little bit reactive. So to discipline yourself, to think very carefully about the hitches that are problematic in your life, and to follow a pattern and even a coaching program along the lines of something like this will help you to be able to tap into the essential things that are getting in your way. And it may not be all seven of the knots that I came up with, but many of them are common. Confusion. You know that I've been very confused at times about why I'm here and what I'm doing and how to explain that to other people. And not having the skills, well, you do a lot about that. You help people, you direct them to the right platforms, links and skills and videos. Absolutely. Get skilled, get tooled up in all that you need to know. And another one, which was a little bit of a fun one, was the Knot of Madness. We go round and round and round doing the same thing over and over again, like Einstein said, we just get the same results.
Yes.
But actually we can be dulled into a false sense of security when we are in a rhythmic circular movement. Mm. And yeah, just get yourself some time to sit down and untangle by thinking deliberately and being very, very conscious and deliberate about what you've got in your hands, all these threads lined up, ready to recreate something properly again.
I love it. I love it. Hold up that yarn again. I zoomed out of us. There you go.
Yeah.
So I love the metaphor. And folks, yeah, we have about 7 more minutes, so feel free to drop in some questions. But I love the fact that you say, I'm using a metaphor from my own journey, your journey, mm-hmm, Jill. And I call that Sherpa. In other words, you found this shortcut. And this is advice for everybody. You can be a sage in your book. You mm-hmm can be a Sherpa, or you can be a struggler. You didn't come off as a sage on purpose. That I don't write that way either. But you kind of said, hey, I struggled with this, but I found the way up the mountain and I found a shortcut. And I'm going to come back down and help you. Yeah. Why do you think that style of writing, a Sherpa style, mm-hmm, is helpful for the reader?
I think textbooks are very much the expert, whereas mm-hmm people don't often like to be told what to do or where they're going wrong. So if you can get alongside somebody in an empathic way and say, well, I've struggled with that and I may only be a few steps ahead of you, but I think I can help you. It's very endearing. So people will trust you and people will want to lean into what you've got to say because you respect them. And your compassion flows through that.
That's so good. All right. Well, let's talk about, we learned about the past. We learned about mm-hmm how you and I met. You joined Author Academy Elite. You were, yep, you are a rock star. You jumped in and you were the first ever to be published. Now today there's over 1,000 people that have
awesome
joined. We now have a foreign rights division. We have children's authors. We have fiction writers. You wrote a second book.
Yeah.
Do you have that second book?
I do. Here it is.
As if. New married name. As if. Talk to us about that book.
Yeah. This is a book that came. It was like a download from. Well, I follow God too,
yes,
and I felt that He opened my eyes to an understanding of life as if I was seeing it from where he sat. I was crossing a canal at dusk one day and the sun was setting and I could see all the water lit up into the distant sunlight like a golden ribbon. And I was on the bridge over the other side of the water. It was all dark because, of course, I wasn't seeing the light upon it. And I suddenly realised, hang on a minute, if I'm going that way and my God is at that end of the journey, which I believe he is, he's standing there or sitting there looking at my journey. It's all golden from where he's sitting. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote the whole book from a Christian philosophy point of view, which gives people an understanding of really key fundamental core beliefs and concepts, all wrapped around the story of somebody called Jacob, who wrestles to find his way in life. He's like me. He struggled. He tried to make it his own way. He tried to make things happen in his own strength. And I tie the whole story with my story and also the metaphor of canal travel, which mm-hmm is an old-fashioned way of getting around the country from the 18th and 19th centuries in our country. And there is so much in that metaphor, I cannot even begin to tell you. It's just amazing. I've loved doing it, but it's not the end. The next thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. the boon, which is a word that came from your book, Unhackable.
Yes.
My truest desire, my deepest longing and ache is really to produce something that will speak to the tweenies and the next generation, the Zeds, I think we're calling them, who don't read, who don't necessarily and find it easy to pick up a book. And I want to write the content for a layered gaming experiences that will take them through the lessons of character development, discipline, and eventual flow in fruition, which is unusually a concept I've had for many years, the flow of fruition. And again, I resonate with everything you're doing, Kerry. It's just, we're on the same page.
We are. We're following the same God and tapped into the same community. This is amazing, Jill. Who would have thought 10 years ago, a chat with you in August in Florida, you'd be on a global live stream. People are saying, that sounds amazing. Dana says, this is brilliant. Joyce says, wow, that sounds powerful. As if this is fantastic, Jill. What would you tell people? Because obviously Author Academy Elite today is very enhanced, very different. What would you tell someone who maybe has a book in them, but they're not sure if they could ever do it? They're not sure they could be like you.
I didn't need much convincing, but that's because I've met you. So if that stands for anything, please take my word for that, because it's what I've taken and run with. However, the content is amazing, and it's obviously exponentially more than I ever had. That's for life. So that's a no-brainer that you have it for life. But really, the thing that will launch you, and that I didn't have as much access to maybe at that time, now is phenomenal. The amount of access you have to the coaching and to the peers in the community who are writing with you on that journey is just amazing. So, you know, to tap into the coaching, I know that I've done it with the coaching when it was new out there on the market, without the coaching, which is not a great idea. And next time around, you know, with my next publication, it will be coaching all the way, because that is where you get your clarity. That's where you get your encouragement and your inspiration. And you don't need even half as much sleep as you would normally when you're on this journey, because you're on fire.
You are on fire. In fact, I'll take this as a compliment. Someone just typed in and said, Jill sounds like you, Kerry. And so I hope to sound like Jill. I mean, she's got an amazing accent and she sounds amazing. So I'm going to ask Michael to drop in the link, authoracademyelite.com/application. We are in February 1st, first time ever, we're increasing the price in 7 years. And the reason why is because we have hired over 30 more people. You know, this little idea started with me trying to do everything. And like anything, you gotta empower. We call it delegate and elevate. You know, it's an EOS term. But Jill, where can people find out more about you? Because you've dropped some real wisdom on us today about disentangling genius and the seven knots, as if, and even this new boon that you have. Where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, it's jillbentham.com. It'd be great if you just drop me a line on the contact form there. I'm at Jill Dares on Instagram.
Say that again, at Jill.
At Jill Dares.
And how do we spell that last word?
D-A-R-E-S.
Ooh, that's good. What does that mean?
That's my courage. That's what you've given me, the courage to go for it.
Wow. Is that from another language? Oh, dare, like dare.
Dares.
Oh, wow. Jill Dares. Wow. Okay. We're going to drop that in on Instagram. What else do you want? You know, I'm expecting a call, but they haven't called yet. So I'm going to keep chatting with you till they call. Let's just keep talking. And then if they call, we might hang up quick because it's a radio interview. But But let's talk about, I mean, you're a mom.
Yes.
You're now newly married. What would you tell someone? Because, I mean, who you are today in 2011 versus today, I don't even recognize the same person. Mm-hmm. What other things did you say yes to that allowed for your transformation?
I have plugged into community, friendship, had a really solid friend all the way through this season for the last 15 years. You can't do this independently. Mm-hmm. I truly believe in interdependence. So you need your people around you who are bigging you up and believing in you on your difficult days. And, you know, I've had support through financially difficult times as well. And that's not to say that people will we don't want to take advantage of anybody, but we all have times that are lean. And so be able to ask for help, be able to give it as well. Mm. And you know what? I think because I love people and I invest in people, they're usually there for me when I look round.
That's
a big one. And loving my children, being there for them, making them the priority for those what were 10 to 18 years old, sort of around that time, without necessarily the security that they would have expected at that time. Yes. In their lives. Just being able to stand strong, be there for them, and make them a priority. And, you know, I'll give you one more. You've invited me to run a chapter of the Igniting Souls Tribe. And this is the whole Igniting Souls community, not necessarily purely the author section of that. So everyone who's a client of yours. And we have regional and countrywide chapters. So I'm leading the Central England and Wales chapter. It's small, but do you know what I've got from that? Last year, which was a quiet year for any of us who aren't working in health, in the front coal face of the crisis we're in. Last year, I made listening and giving back to people a big priority. And it's been a joy. And can I mention somebody?
Sure.
In my chapter? There's a lady in my chapter called Gillian Seal, who's a children's author and illustrator. And, you know, we just really came through the summer together. She had three small kids homeschooling. She was going through tough times. But, you know, she's now won the interest of a funding of a big national charity behind her to write a book. And, you know, I just am so blessed by that.
That is so good.
I truly believe the principle of investing in people just pays dividends.
Wow.
So what more can I say? Give,
and
it comes back to you.
Well, listen, we are so proud of you. I remember going for the first time ever to London.
Yeah.
In 2018, I show up and the whole room was full of Author Academy elite and tribe members from London and Scotland and Wales. Yeah. And wow. I mean, God wants to do something amazing. Mm. Just like he's done through Jill.
Yeah.
Just like he's done through the tribe. She showed up, filled up today. She served and didn't sell. And we're just proud of you. So I want to encourage everybody, go get her book, Disentangling Genius, or As If, or both. And thank you for being a chapter leader. We're honored and humbled, and forever and ever, you will be the first Author Academy.
I know. You can't take that away.
You can't take that away. But, you know, there are benefits of being first and founders and early adopters. And so, folks, I just want to encourage you, be like Jill in your own way. And thank you for adding so much value for us today.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right. We'll see you later, everybody. And as we say goodbye to Jill, let me say this, folks. We're in the Author Academy Elite 7-year celebration. Today was 2014. Tomorrow is 2015. And then every single day, we're going to do a 2016, 2017, 18, 19, 20. Why are we doing this? Because Author Academy Elite is about giving back. It's not about me. It's not about AAE. It's about our authors. And do not wait until February 1st to join. If you know someone, folks, who needs to get published, tell them, because we're increasing our prices. And I'm trying to get in the right people before February 1st. Why? Because I just know there's some great authors out there. And now is your chance. So folks, I hope you can join. I hope you can apply. I hope you can get Jill's book and be a soul on fire. We'll see you later. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.